She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I am a very lucky woman. I get to talk to two gorgeous women today and brilliant. Andrea, my wonderful co-host, and Lisa Sakos, who's a corporate nutritionist. She also worked on Unjunk Your Junk Food. Hi, Lisa.
Woohoo!
Hi, woo! Lisa. Hi, Andrea. How's everyone doing today?
We're doing great.
We are good.
All right, Lisa, tell us a little bit about when you first got interested in nutrition.
Oh, gosh, that was about 20 years ago when I was about 50 pounds heavier than I am now. And I was not just interested in nutrition. I was obsessed with nutrition, but more along the lines of dieting and fad diets. And then I discovered eating naturally, which made more sense to me than anything else I had ever heard in my entire life. I mean, that's why we were designed as human beings to eat foods that come from our natural environment, right? Not foods with a 10-year shelf life and preservatives and all these artificial ingredients. So I decided I was going to throw out all the junk. And over the next year, I lost 50 pounds and started on a brand new life path.
I was very fortunate to have met Lisa. So for everybody listening out there, Lisa taught me when I was in school way back when Lisa was at 15 years ago, 16, 17 years ago, when I was studying to become a holistic nutritionist, Lisa was my teacher and we're the same age. And I remember at that time, Lisa, this is a great story. I think I was the top performing student in the class. Even if I wasn't, you're going to say I am, right?
Of course.
Okay, of course. I think I got the highest grades in the class. I was such a keener. I was so excited to be a nutritionist. And I remember looking at Lisa at the time and I said to her, I said, you know, one day we are going to work together. And I don't know how, I don't know when, but it's going to happen. And did I not say that to you?
You sure did. And you were very persistent. We stayed in touch and here we are today, about 17 years later.
I know. And so Lisa is my co-author, like Lisa said, on Unjunk Your Junk Food and Label Lessons, both books. So, you know, I don't know where we would be without Lisa. So I'm very, very happy to have her on our show. You know, it's such an honor and such a smart girl. And that's the thing. So Lisa, you know, just tell us a little bit about, you know, you're a corporate nutritionist. What do you do with your clients?
Yeah, so while I was teaching at a college in Toronto, I was teaching nutrition in a corporate wellness program, and a lot of my students would go off to do their placements in the spring, and they would call me to come in and give presentations, and so I kind of, you know, built a clientele from there, and I've been in the corporate sector exclusively since about 2000 now. So I go into organizations and I give presentations, I run holistic weight loss programs, I do some one-on-one consulting, but mostly it's presentations, and I seem to be specializing in companies that have round-the-clock work hours now, shift workers in particular, or construction workers, organizations where people are in the car a lot or traveling a lot. Mm-hmm. So eating on the run has been a very hot topic, and it's just increasing as more companies are going towards 24-hour production. They're trying to keep up with the manufacturing.
All right, well, yeah, share some tips with us about eating on the run.
Well, I guess the major pitfalls that I've come across are, well, first of all, there's not a lot of time to prepare meals. So taking shortcuts to make sure that you have a meal prepared and then remembering to bring it with you when you go to work, I think.
I think a lot of people forget to do that, right? They have it in the fridge and then they walk out without it.
Yeah, so it could be as simple as, you know, like posting a sticky note to your steering wheel or to your front door or something so that you don't forget as you're running out the door. Because, you know, life is so frantic in the morning and the caffeine hasn't kicked in yet. And, you know, it's the last thing on your mind, right? But when you are eating on the run, which usually means eating fast food or eating out of a vending machine or out of a cafeteria or a truck, one of the major, major issues is not just fat, not just carbs, it's sodium. Now, we all know that the limit for sodium is about 1,500 milligrams, but I mean, try to find any kind of fast food or prepared meal that has less than 1,500 milligrams. Like just the Wendy's Baconator has close to 1,500 milligrams, and that's without the French fries and, you know, in addition to everything else you're eating throughout the day.
I think you make a really good point, Lisa, because I think, and this probably doesn't only apply to people who are on the run, right? On the run, moms going to kids' soccer games, or, you know, people who are driving a truck or on the road all day. You know, it's being organized and it's you know, organizing what you're going to eat and bringing it with you. And because they're really, you know, when we all know fast food, there aren't very many healthy choices out there when it comes to purchasing fast food. So I love that tip about, you know, planning ahead and bringing it with you.
Yeah, and having the right supplies at home is, I think, a big part of the problem. You know, we go to restaurants and we spend a lot of money to buy the bowl, like the rice bowl, and it sounds so wonderful on the menu, but then when you get it, it's a bowl of rice with some vegetables in it or some meat or something. And that's so easy to make at home. And so I always remind people that they need to stock up on things like quinoa, because quinoa cooks up in 12 minutes. It's the easiest thing in the world to make, even if you can only make toast, you can make quinoa. And with quinoa, like, it's high in protein, 22 grams of protein per cup. So you can't go wrong with that. So even if you just have some plain quinoa or quinoa with hummus, which is my version of peanut butter and jelly, or like just throw some chicken in there or some tuna or whatever, you throw that in one of those glass bowls, so you don't want BPA in there, and then off to work you go. And if you can even keep a cooler, if you're on the road, if you can keep a cooler in your truck or in the back seat of your car, you stick the bowl in there and there's your lunch, and you don't have to worry about going through a drive-thru.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Again, we have to remember to bring it. You know, sometimes I'll put a note on the front door if I don't want to forget something. Grab your lunch that you so lovingly and carefully prepared.
Exactly. And another great tip is preparing hard-boiled eggs ahead of time.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I mean, that's also the easiest thing in the world. Like, people complain that they don't have time for breakfast. So do it on a Saturday night or a Sunday night. Just boil half a carton or a whole carton of eggs, if you're not allergic to them, obviously. Keep them in the fridge. Grab one on your way out the door. If you don't have time to eat it for breakfast, eat it as your mid-morning snack or even as a lunch.
Lisa, tell our audience and people who are listening, obviously, why are eggs such a good option for those of people who aren't vegan, who are eating animal protein? Why is it such a good option to have in the fridge that you can just quickly grab it?
Well, for breakfast especially, it's a fantastic option because it's satisfying, it's filling, but it provides about 8 grams of protein per egg. And we know now from a great deal of research that we need to have about 20 grams of protein in the morning to balance our blood sugar levels for the entire day, to keep us satisfied, and also to provide or to make neurotransmitters or brain chemicals that wake up your brain and help you focus and start your day. Instead, when we have a bowl of cereal or some toast, those carbs, they flood your brain with serotonin, which really knocks you out. It's like a natural sleeping pill. So, you know, eggs are an awesome source of protein.
And that's important for people who are on the road all day. I don't think they want to be, you know, knocked out and sleeping at the wheel, right? So I would think that protein would be an important source. So what would be another tip, you know, in terms of people who are on the run all day, in terms of them being prepared so they can eat healthy?
Well, another great little snack that's convenient, again, if you're not vegan, is another great snack is yogurt cups, Greek yogurt cups in particular, because Greek yogurt has significantly more protein than regular yogurt. Like, for example, with a regular yogurt cup, you might be looking at about 6 grams of protein. With a Greek yogurt cup, it could have anywhere from 10 to 20 grams of protein. Now, a great tip, and this is important for everybody, not just for the 1 out of 10 of us who have diabetes, is to always pair carbohydrate snacks with protein. And that even means fruit. That even means if you're a coffee drinker and you put sugar in your coffee, you have to consider that cup of coffee a carbohydrate. So you've got to have some protein with that.
That's very interesting that, you know, to consider even your morning cup of coffee. So for those of you who are listening, these are amazing tips. And unfortunately, you know, Lisa, I say this, Lisa and Lisa, you know, two people. I've got a lot of Lisas in my life. I absolutely love it. That, you know, we're out of time because the show goes by so quickly, but we're going to have you on again, Lisa, because you're such a wealth of knowledge, and I always love, obviously, having you together with us. So for more information on Lisa Tsakos, my wonderfully smart, talented co-host, co-author, and you can follow her on Twitter at New Vitality HW. That's NU Vitality HW. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.